Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mech, and today we're going to talk about Liberty Media Corporation confirming that they are going to purchase an 86% stake in Dorna Sports. Now, as we know, Dorna Sports holds the exclusive rights over MotoGP, Moto2, Moto3, MotoE, Superbikes, and the new FIM Women's Circuit Racing World Championships. So with this, Dorna will hold on to 14% of the business. Now, I believe some of this will be for management, but some of this will also be to the Dorna employees that get shares in the company when they're working there. So, you know, it is a good thing in my view that things are starting to tick over. The price tag that Liberty will pay for the 86% is 4.2 billion euros or 3.5 billion British pounds. Now, what will change as of today? Absolutely nothing, right? What the other medias are not announcing with this is that realistically, we're not going to see anything on the acquisition being completed until the end of 2024. And the reason for this is that there is a minefield of clearances, approvals by the competition board, for example, foreign investment laws and etc. So there is more to this than meet the eye. But what it is really is a letter of intent that this is going to happen. The agreement has been done in 2025. I think then that will be a year of change where I'm not sure that we're going to see it on the track either, if I'm very honest. I think we're going to see the Liberty Media execs come in, have a look underneath the bonnet of how it's running, how it's working, what are the current relationships, and then go from there. Now, my own personal view on this is that Liberty Media are all about the show, and you know, I think this could be a good thing for our sport, getting more access. Like, if you're in the UK, for example, you do have it on Formula One on Sky Sports. There's a dedicated Sky Sports F1 channel. So it's all about F1, F1, F1. You know, okay, you pay your normal Sky subscription. But for MotoGP, for example, you have to buy TNT Sports or BT Sports or whatever it is. And that's an extra onto your Sky Sports subscription. So maybe there could be some deals done there going forward with Liberty to reduce the cost and gain access for fans. Now, Liberty did beat off some serious and major competition. One of the ones that they did beat it off was a TKO. Now, if you don't know who they are, they currently own the world wrestling entertainment business and the UFC. So they completed a merger during last year to buy those two outfits. So they're a serious brand as well. But, you know, a lot of people believe that it will be a bad thing that Liberty Media. I'm not so sure. I think the only thing that we need to worry about with them is that if we look at what's happened in Formula One, the Formula One management and the FIA, who are the governing body of the sport, don't necessarily see eye to eye. And I think that's my worry of that relationship could change quite quickly. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of Liberty Media confirming their intent to purchase Dorna Sports? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.